rest of the story. Regis Wilson was a 14-year young schoolgirl, about to embark upon the most magical evening of her life, her first prom. It was her boyfriend's high school prom, actually. He was an 18-year-old senior at Humes High. Regis had known him for 4 months. They'd met at a birthday party from which he escorted her home. That was her first date with any boy ever, the first of many with the young man whom she would always remember as her first love. Regis was attending a strict parochial school at the time, and yet even her Catholic nun teachers would have approved of this boy. Quiet, well-mannered, the places they dated were ultimately honorable, the malt shop, the church. Sometimes the two would just sit in the swing on Regis's front porch, talking. Regis always got a good night kiss, but never the slightest suggestion of anything more daring. Then the day for which she had hoped, when her darling boyfriend asked her to his senior prom. Never was a girl lovelier on prom night. Regis wore a strapless pink taffeta dress and a pink carnation. A talented beauty school student had done her hair for free. And off she and her beau went down to the Peabody Hotel through a giant heart-shaped door and into the ballroom where dreamy music echoed from a dance band. And then young Regis Wilson, from the boy she thought she knew so well, received a confession. He said, "It was something I should have told you earlier." He said, "I'm sorry, but I can't dance. I can't dance." They sat down. The boy explained how his first girlfriend, Betty, had tried to teach him the two-step 3 years before. No matter how hard she tried, however, his clumsiness kept him from learning. And how Betty, who loved to dance, quickly found a boy who could. So he never did learn to dance, and probably never would. And yet what might have disappointed any young lady attending her first prom only made Regis Wilson smile and love her boyfriend even more. They didn't have to dance, she told him. Just walking through the heart-shaped door and being there with him was enough for her and more. And so the two listened to the music and they talked and they held hands and the magic spell remained unbroken. In fact, today, 36 years later, it's still unbroken. Regis Wilson and her shy young man were not to marry. Financial reverses forced her family to move away from Memphis that spring of 1953. And yet, although Regis married another man 3 years later and has remained happily married to him to this day, each springtime, in a secret reprise quite too deep for anyone else to reach, she drifts backward through time and through a giant heart-shaped door to a place where happiness was more than a dance and to a boy who loved her. Who loved her tenderly, but was too self-conscious to step out on the dance floor. And he never did learn to dance with a woman. He never did learn to dance with a woman, and yet solo, his dancing set countless millions of feet to dancing and set the world on fire. That sweet, awkward high school boy named Elvis Presley. Now you know the rest of the story.